One, two. Hello everyone, how's it going on? Is it alright? We are Horo. We're delighted to be back at Malmö Music Festival. This is kind of where we started out as well, so it's good to play here every year. But it's even better to kick it off here at McGawkins, so we'll try and kick it off in style. Anyway, this set's called Rough as a Badger's Arse.
Hello, my name's Creation Gully Donlough, and I am originally from South Uist, and I play the bagpipes, whistle, and the boran.
My name's Cal McPhail, I'm from Fort William, and I play the accordion in Horo.
I'm Lucy Dugan, I'm from Glencoe, and I play the fiddle and I sing as well.
I'm Sean, I play the guitar, and I'm from Inverness.
Horo started quite a few years ago with myself and Callum, the accordion player, with another girl called Rachel. She played the bagpipes and sang as well, but she had to leave due to university commitments and stuff. So we were kind of like, oh, what will we do? Like, we really enjoy playing in the band, so like, we'll carry on. So we got in touch with Christian through kind of mutual friends. We knew he was a good piper, so we thought, right, we'll try to do something. So Christian came and did a gig with us, and after that we were like, okay, we do need a singer, we need something more. So that's where Lucy came in. She was recommended to us and she was really keen to kind of get involved with it, so we asked her to come along for a wee practice, and then later on that day that we had the practice, she was playing at a gig with us, and that's history. That's it. Ever since then she's been playing with us, so it's been a long but a really good journey.
Okay, since we've started the dancing off, we'll carry on with the dance. Grab yourself a partner and get on the dance floor for a Canadian barn dance. And if you're not sure how to do it, we will talk you through it. What you're going to do is you're going to hold the partner around your waist or hold them on your shoulder. So the first step of this one is you're going to go forward two, three, then hop, and then back two, three, then hop. And then you're going to go out to the side and clap, and back and face your partner in a waltz position. And then you're going to take two side steps to the left, put out together, side, and then back together, back the other way, and then just do a wee polka around in a circle. Okay, here we go, let's give it a back.
Which songs do you get the most response from the audiences, the instrumental ones or the vocals?
I'd say it's just a different response. Obviously, instrumental sets are maybe livelier sometimes and like a bit more like in your face, like there's more going on, because obviously in a vocal, like, you've got to have everything kind of pulled back a bit so you can actually hear the vocal. But I'd say you get a more energetic and lively response for two instrumental sets, but vocal sets, I don't know, it's nice because it's kind of a bit of calm and the sea of madness.
But see when you're singing a song and like there's a chorus and a catchy chorus and you get the response and like the crowd joining in to you singing along with the band, you're just like, oh my god, like
goosebumps.
Yeah, give me more. And then like when we were over in Italy, like, doing McLennan to Loughleven, and like everybody just started waving with the lights on and
A Gaelic song. None of them understand. They don't know what it's about, but
they just
feel it. It's nice to kind of feel that the kind of music we play is appreciated outside of Scotland as well. Because you go to these festivals in like the Alps in Italy and, you know, different countries where you wouldn't really expect them to be into like Celtic or Gaelic music, but they're so enthusiastic about it and they go totally mad for it, and it's nice to feel part of something.
With touring and playing festivals, we're really lucky because we get to travel and see so many different places while doing what we love, and it's just really good fun. The crowds that we play to are really enthusiastic and they just go mad for it, and it gives us loads of energy, because I mean, traveling and touring is quite tiring, but that's what keeps us going, so it's probably our favourite thing to do is touring and doing festivals.
It's also meeting new folk and like making more friends, and also like the other bands that are actually playing at the European festivals, they're like,
and Scottish festivals.
And Scottish festivals, like, they get in touch with you and you go, oh, hey man, that's good.
Tour life's fun. It's been building throughout the years. We We started off at Celtic Connections, where pretty much where everything started off for us. We won a Danny Kyle Award, and then we went on to winning the Hebridean Celtic Festival One Step Further competition. So just from then, it's been busy and progressing each year. So we've got a really busy year ahead of us. We're really looking forward to it.
Do you prefer indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor is amazing. Like, we played
it's good weather.
Well, there is.
Chest. We had a lightning strike. Boom. We were playing at the Chest Festival for the first time, and we were coming to the end of the set, and like everybody was like dancing around, and then like the rain started, and we were like, oh no way, like everybody's gonna go. Oh no, they got their umbrellas out. Started dancing with their umbrellas. And then like we just carried on and carried on. And then we see like a lightning strike just behind the crowd, and we were like, oh my god. And then like all the stage crew were like shouting at us in Italian, and we were just like, what the heck are you guys saying? Like, and then they started like kicking us off the stage. It was amazing. But
it was fun, dude.
It was fun.
But indoor is fun. It's a different vibe, definitely.
Contained.
Yeah,
keeps everyone in the same place, and like, yeah. I feel like when everyone's like kind of squashed together, it creates an atmosphere that you might not get outside, like out in a big kind of field. Like, say that we were doing, I don't know, like a main stage slot in the afternoon, there might not be that many people there. There might be loads of people there, but it might not seem like it because it's such a big space. But see, like doing like village halls and stuff like that, where everyone's kind of. And it's a good atmosphere.
I feel very lucky that playing in this band, because like there's so many opportunities, like what you can do, and also like we were in Italy, but now we're actually going back to Italy, and we were also at Celtica, and we're also like later on this year we're playing in Germany, Belgium, and France at the Lorient Festival.
Performing live increased your popularity?
Yeah, definitely. We started off the band in bars pretty much, and then now we've progressed on to festivals, which is just incredible. So yeah, it's live performing is the best way to go about promoting yourself, I think.
I guess that's where you get seen. There are other ways of doing it, by just making a fancy video and putting it on the internet and creating loads of hype.
Yeah.
But you actually, if you just perform live and you go out there and put the work in, then you will actually have, like, you will kind of pick up a following, because people see you often and they enjoy it and they come back. I think it's a more
organic
way of
yeah.
doing it. Christian's favourite word.
That's my word.
Since you've been performing at Apple Festival, have you noticed an increase in local festivals across the Highlands and the Islands?
I think there probably has been over the last... This is our fourth year. Mm-hmm. Well, Horo's fourth year. And I think there have been a lot more, like... like festivals in the Highlands popping up. Like, I just saw that Argyle gathering one done. There's loads more, I think, because I don't know, traditional music and festivals both have become like more popular.
I think Mull Festival is like pretty special because of what it is. It's free, yeah. People can just come over, and every bar they go into, they're going to have some live music on and stuff. And I think it's a really good thing that like Tobar Mori has got going on as well. Like all the like bars are like working together to put on a great weekend for everyone. And I think if it's not increased the amount of festivals in the Highlands and Scotland and stuff, I think it should. I think more places should do stuff like that, because it'll bring more people to their local area, and it's just a good time for everyone. Like I would do this again. I would do this every weekend. So
the rest of my life, I would do this.
I think a lot of people, like as well, that aren't even from anywhere near the local area, are attracted to it because obviously a lot of people want to come and visit the Highlands. There's that kind of appeal of coming out to kind of away from everywhere else, and then obviously sometimes the problem might be that there's not that much to do.
Yeah.
So then if there's something like this on, you can, you know, come to a beautiful place and there's actually like crack, there's stuff going on.
What's the attraction to performing at Mull?
When we first started out, we were like busking at the clock outside, and then one of the bars asked us to come in and play. Like, they actually asked us to come back, and then since then we've been playing here every year, and we're playing all over Mull, so it's amazing, and we always have good fun in Mull because the people seem just up for a laugh and always full of energy and that, so it's good to come back to Mull and where we started out.
They make friends with you. You feel like when you come back, you play a gig and the people, they come and chat to you. And then when you come back to play again, it's like, you're just friends. Like your pals.
What is it that you think makes the more festival so successful?
That's free.
Yeah, definitely. That's free, and there's so many amazing bands throughout Scotland that come to perform at Mull Music Festival. Maybe an English band as well.
Yeah.
A few English bands as well. So, yeah, it's just free music pretty much, and crack, drink.
I think it's the layout of it.
And like the vibe you get in a bar when there's live music on is always good. But it's completely different to like what like an outdoor festival where you're kind of all in one big field and like you're going from stage to stage. But from here, basically each stage is a bar, and you get that atmosphere when you as soon as you walk in the door, and it's 2 minutes walk. Like you can get to every bar really easily, and it's just a really nice place as well. So I think it's. It all ties in to make it a really kind of successful kind of festival. So.
Again, it's just all about the people as well. Like everybody makes friends, and like since you're here, and everybody just joins in for the crack, and everybody kind of knows what to expect when they come to Mull, and like what they're going to get, especially as Sean said, in a bar and that.
I think it's accessible, or more accessible maybe, for some people than. Like an outdoor festival, because there might be like older people that don't want to go and stand in a field all day, and then people that have children might not want to take them, but they have music all through the day as well on the weekend, so you can take the kids in, and you can like you'll have somewhere to sit if you get there early and you're not wanting to be standing out in the rain. And I think it's like it's a different like vibe, a different experience to an outdoor festival, which probably some people appeal to some people more.